we can present a strong report card at the next G. This PAP government steered the country safely through COVID-19. Singapore emerged stronger from it, better prepared for the future. We worked hard to tackle concerns on people's minds, to improve people's lives and create more opportunities for all. We maintained and enhanced Singapore's strong standing in the world. But still, I expect it to be a hard-fought election, and we cannot afford to take any votes for granted. The next GE will see a new generation of voters. Society is changing, people's expectations are changing. High standards and good government are now taken for granted. And in itself, this is not a bad thing, but it puts more and more pressure on the government to do more, even as it is becoming harder and harder for the government to meet the rising expectations. Furthermore, Singaporeans are still anxious and concerned about several issues, such as housing and the cost of living, and we are actively tackling them. BTO wait times have shortened considerably, thanks to Desmond Lee and his team in MND. And the new Standard Plus and Prime framework that HDB is rolling out will help to keep HDB flats affordable and accessible to all. Inflation has eased, and we will continue to provide support to households, especially those in greater need. Most difficult for us to tackle is to reach out to that segment of voters who, on the one hand, acknowledge that the PAP has done a good job governing Singapore and would like to see a PAP government. But on the other hand, at the same time, want to see more opposition and alternative voices in Parliament. And we have to work very hard to make sure that voters understand that they cannot afford to treat this next general election as a by-election. What is at stake is not who is to be your MP alone, but what is the future of Singapore. I expect all the seats to be contested, and quite a few of them fiercely contested. You will not just be voting to decide who your constituency MP is. Your vote may well determine which party will govern Singapore. Therefore, the wisest and most responsible thing for Singaporeans to do is to vote according to your conscience for the party that you think will best secure your lives, your livelihoods, and your futures. The party you truly want to govern Singapore. And we have to convince voters that the PAP is the right choice. Show them the PAP has their best interests at heart, that we will always do our best to take care of them and improve their lives. And this is not just a task for the party leaders and for the branch activists, but for all party members, every branch, every member, every activist, everyone who cares about the future of Singapore. You all play important roles, representing the party on the ground, building bonds, forging trust with voters, winning hearts and minds, winning votes, winning the election.